Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, archives included, a lot of them. In fact, you can go back for the last week on the front page of the website, and then you click into the archive section. If you want more, you'll find a lot more. You can go all the way back to late 2006. All free at freetalklive.com and courtesy of HostGator.
Yeah, brought to you by HostGator. HostGator.freetalklive.com. That's your portal to get your first month completely free of web hosting. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates over there. They've got thousands and thousands of templates. I think more than 3,000 templates for you to create either your personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website and anything in between. HostGator.freetalklive.com. Use that portal. Get your first month completely free. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right. So we are going to continue this list that you had started, Mark, in a moment. It is the 11 things, according to alternet.org, 11 freedoms that the so-called founding fathers, these allegedly freedom-oriented people, they didn't really like very much. And we stopped on number 10, so we didn't really get too far down the list. We're going to continue that, though, so hang on to it. First to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Adam Miller and Pete Eyre from LibertyOnTour.com. And we are, I think, well past when I would have liked to have heard from you guys. You guys have been so busy on the road having fun, traveling around the country. You haven't called Free Talk Live to give us an update in a while, and I wanted to hear what was going on, especially considering you'd rolled through Jones County, Mississippi recently. So welcome back to the program, gents.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and sorry for the lack, but, you know, we just had a lot of things going on, a little incident with Marv and Austin, and just like you said, we rolled through Jones County last week and really tried to remind the Jones County Sheriff's Department of our, you know, that we haven't forgotten about our wrongful arrest back in May of 2009.
Yeah, recap briefly what happened, because you guys were on tour similarly in Marv. You mentioned Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. It's your RV that you've been driving across the country and meeting up with other liberty-minded people. You were doing something similar a year ago or so called MotorhomeDiaries.com. You're now LibertyOnTour.com, but as you were going through Jones County, Mississippi, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real long story, but folks can head over to LibertyOnTour.com/Jones County. To get a thorough overview of it, but the short story is simply we were driving north on I-59, pulled over by the Jones County Sheriff's Department in typical police fashion, went on a fishing expedition, and they then got us all out of the vehicle, arrested me for filming police officers, our colleague at the time, Jason Talley.
Filming?
Yes.
Now, this was actually before Marv had been painted, if I recall correctly. It was just, y'all just looked like some, you know, maybe some college kids in an RV, and that's target speak for the police.
Yeah, absolutely. And we spent 2 weeks in Jones County prior to that arrest, and we found that I-59, the Jones County used it as a little trap to harass out-of-staters. So we were definitely a target, and it's happened to many others. We weren't the first, we weren't the last. And that's exactly why we were in Jones County this past week. Just to rally support again, let the people who harmed us with badges know that we haven't forgotten and that we're still trying to get accountability, you know.
Because they took your freedom from you based on nothing. They didn't like that you were video recording them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be able to illegally search the RV to literally break into our home if there's a video camera outside. You can't do that. So they have to arrest me and give me the blanket charge of disorderly conduct in order to proceed with their thuggish ways.
And they trashed the RV. As I recall, you guys, it was really one of the most, I think, stunning videos that you did during MotorhomeDiaries.com. When you guys got back to Marv after you got out of jail, the first thing you did before you even walked in to see it yourself, you turned on your video camera and you essentially documented the state in which you found your home, because your RV is your home and it had been absolutely just trashed and disrespected.
No, yeah, absolutely. If you want to see that video, they can go to motorhomediaries.com/ransacked. And, yeah, it's 12,000 views, and it's one of the more popular videos, unfortunately. They trashed our RV pretty good. It doesn't matter to men in badges when they have the, you know, they have no accountability or lack of responsibility. They don't treat your property very well.
Yeah, absolutely they don't. A member of my family had a couple of burglaries around about the same time, and Marv was in much worse shape than her house had been.
Yeah, the private burglars didn't do as bad of a job as the police.
Nope.
So give me a recap. You got charged with disorderly conduct. Pete, wasn't it possession of alcohol?
Possession of a beer in the dry county, yeah.
Yeah, so he had a beer in the fridge of Marv.
Right. There were three guys. They charged Pete with possession of the beer. That was in the fridge.
And again, that's allegedly. They still haven't been able to produce any evidence of the beer that they claim was there. I mean, it's not in their evidence locker. It's not whatever. But, you know, that's all the theatrics of the court. But no matter how you look at it, we didn't violate anyone's rights. We didn't harm anybody. Yet 18 months has gone by, and these officers are still working, you know, providing for their families, harassing other people from what we hear. And, you know, we're just letting them know we haven't forgot.
Now, what is the legal status on... What is the legal status on the cases in yours and Pete's case?
Yeah, we have a trial December 1st. So we'll be back in Jones County in about, I don't know, 6 weeks that is or something. And, again, we have some of the similar things planned that people can go to libertyontour.com right now and see what we did throughout the week. In short, made a bunch of signs, interacted with the community, made a satirical flyer, and held a protest at the Alex Hodge, who I later met Saturday, our last day there, told me he allowed me to have because I technically needed a permit. And then we had a great conversation about whether you need a permit to stand in the street.
Alex Hodge being the sheriff of Jones County.
Absolutely. Yeah, I apologize. Yes. Alex Hodge is the sheriff of Jones County. And though he wasn't there on the side of the road that day, he did back his men and the actions of his officers quickly afterwards and is still backing them to this day.
Now, you guys kind of made a splash when you came back, and I've been holding off. I've had this in my show prep for a little while. I'd rather have you talk about it. You kind of made a splash when you came back to Jones County. You had been reported on the local newspaper there before when your arrest when the arrest happened a long while back, like you said, 18 months ago. And the newspaper, you guys must have gotten in touch with them to let them know you'd returned. How did they end up writing up an article about you?
Well, this time, we had a contact. I made a good rapport with David Owens over there at the Laura Lear call, and I gave him a call. He came out and met with us for lunch, and, he put us on the front page this past week, and
nice.
A big, bold letter saying, they're back. So it's definitely, right, it's kind of like out of, like, the Terminator movie or something, but it was definitely support from them. Their articles have gotten way more favorable for us. I mean, last time we were in Jones County, not this past week, but the one previous, he actually hung out with us for a whole day and watched us shoot a video. And, I mean, he knows that, what we stand for, and that I feel he believes we're good guys. And he knows that the Jones County Sheriff's Department might need a little check-in here. So
that is fantastic. Now, what I think we did mention on the air, your flyering incident, which I just found absolutely hilarious. You made up a flyer that was kind of intended to look like it was coming from the Jones County Sheriff's Department. What happened with that? What give me some detail.
Well, it's funny, yeah. Our first day there, we met with the folks at the Laura Lear call to place an ad, which was similar to the flyer we were passing around, but we also made it 400 flyers that had the Jones County Sheriff's logo. It said public memo from them. And then we took this kind of from the Free Keen flyers that go around. Do not go to their website. Do not attend their meetup. And these other things with a little brief about who Pete and I were and that we claim wrongful arrest for Jones County and we shouldn't be trusted, et cetera, et cetera. So, we passed those around, and we didn't get maybe 10 cars flyered in the downtown area near all the government buildings. And sheriffs asked us, like, oh, are you guys passing out flyers? And we're like, yeah, here you go. And handed them one, and they read it, and they're like, thanks. And later, the Jones County Sheriff's Department issued a press release saying they were not getting, that they did not authorize those flyers. And later in the week, Saturday, which we hope to get this video up later in the week with Alex, Alex Hodge, again, the sheriff, he commented on how they got so many phone calls and their website is the most popular because of that in this last week. And he really thanked us because all the calls were, of course, in support for him.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, like, I believe anything that man says.
Well, you know, I'm sure he did get some calls that were in support of him.
Yeah.
One
or two.
Well, yeah. Sure, but he was overwhelming support.
I just thought it was hilarious that they actually issued a press release in response to your flyering and saying, no, this wasn't us. Don't believe that this was Jones County. And I'm actually surprised he didn't try to arrest you for using his official seal. You can hang on, right? Because we got more to talk about.
Wonderful.
It's Free Talk Live, one away.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy,
and it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to kwikedge.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs, and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. So head over there, enjoy those on us, including a mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, and Sean just picked himself up a fancy new, is it an Android that you've got there?
Yep, Android phone.
How are you liking it so far?
So far, I like it.
Pretty cool. I've been enjoying mine as well. And if you've got one, whether it's a BlackBerry, an Android, or an iPhone, or some other smart device, You can go to m.freetalklive.com, M standing for mobile, m.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to our mobile site, which will give you quick access to our streams and our podcasts and a little bit more. Go to m.freetalklive.com. Of course, a lot of these smartphones, you don't need to go to the mobile sites anymore. Sometimes they can just handle the full-on website. So enjoy it all. It's all for free over at freetalklive.com. And by the way, one of the features you'll find, and it works on some smartphones but not others, is the webcam at our website at cam.freetalklive.com. You can go on any computer that's not a smartphone, of course, and enjoy it as long as you've got Flash installed, and you'll enjoy the watching the show for free at cam.freetalklive.com. And by the way, that's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We have Adam and Pete, Adam Miller, Pete Ayer, on the line with us from the Liberty On Tour, or libertyontour.com. You can go there and you can watch some of their videos of what they've been doing, what they've been up to the last few months, as they've been traveling across the country, driving from beginning here in Keene, New Hampshire, driving all the way out to the West Coast, turning around and then driving back east, eastbound along the southern portion of the United States, meeting all kinds of liberty-minded folks along the way and having a good time, doing some outreach, getting involved in activism in the different locations in which they've been visiting. And so we're going to continue here, Adam and Pete back with us. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right, great.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Pete. So you guys, where are you right now? Where are you calling from tonight?
We're actually in Atlanta, Georgia, outside the Capitol building. Our buddy Nathan Cox, who y'all may know from Porkfest, he put it on our radar that another guy who's traveling the country on a motorcycle, he's going to be out at this rally. So we're like, hey, that sounds like a great opportunity. We checked it out online, and it looks like a bunch of Tea Party folks and constitutionalists. So Adam's dressed up in Uncle Sam right now holding the camera. We've been out and about, and we made up some flyers on the topic of, how about that Constitution, question mark? And then a few words from Lysander Spooner's No Treason. And then I have an excerpt from it, and then it says, think for yourself, visit, and we have all our websites, libertyontour.com,
nice.
You know, Facebook, and it's great. So we've I think, literally handed one of these flyers to everybody at this rally, and we've been having some awesome discussions, so it's been pretty cool.
That's fantastic. And by the way, the Uncle Sam character is probably my favorite aspect of libertyontour.com. It's been an absolute blast. Adam has donned this ludicrous outfit. This very shiny sheen outfit that's an Uncle Sam outfit, and he goes around and, says things we really can't say on the radio, but he's a real jerk, and it's a lot of fun.
There's a playlist on Liberty On Tour, or YouTube.com/Liberty On Tour. There's a playlist for Uncle Sam, and there's also a Facebook group for Uncle Sam Uncensored. So.
Right.
check that out.
So, yeah, definitely go and take a look at LibertyOnTour.com. You guys are heading back to Jones County for a trial in just a few weeks. And what is that trial regarding? Are you suing them? What's happening there?
Well, actually, the trial is December 1st, and it's an appeal. We got ruled guilty. Back in May 14th of 2009, we were arrested. We had to pay our full bail to get out for our misdemeanor charges. So that was covered. And so last September, we had our justice court hearing. And before that happened, the DA and everybody came out on the street with us and offered to drop the charges as long as we agreed not to sue. And they'd also give us our money back that we paid. But, you know, we said that wouldn't hold anybody accountable, turn that down. And actually got ruled against in justice court. It's a court where the judge doesn't have to have any legal background. He's elected. And also he knows that if he would rule for us, the state couldn't appeal. And if he rules against us, we could appeal. So that's what we did. So we have a court case on that level, and we've also filed a civil suit.
Now, is Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, he was riding with you guys. It was one of the original MotorhomeDiaries.com crew. Is he also involved in the appeal, or is he out at this point?
Yeah, he is. The lawsuit involves us three and lists by name some of the Jones County Sheriff's deputies and the sheriff and a Mississippi state trooper as well.
Well, I hope that you guys will keep us in the loop as you approach that. And that's going to be after the Liberty On Tour is all done. And you guys are close to the last leg of this tour, right? I mean, you're in Atlanta, Georgia. The final stop is Miami. What else have you got planned?
Well, we're probably going to stick around Florida and the Gulf Coast for the month of November and just make our way back to Jones County, Mississippi. So we've already gotten a lot of emails from folks, especially in Orlando and Tampa, St. Pete, and Pensacola and some other towns. So we're probably going to try to spend some time with them, but we're going to organize LOT content. We're going to plan our next. We've been talking about a lot of ideas, so more on that to come.
Well, I know we're going to be seeing you back up here in the New Hampshire area because in, I believe it's early January, you both have trials scheduled on some misdemeanor charges of, I guess, possessing a firearm. Is that correct?
Yeah, we both have felony wiretapping charges, and I also have a felony firearm ammo charge, and then we have a few misdemeanors between us. But we're going to come back. That's January 10th, but we'll be back. We'll spend maybe 5 days or so, 5-7 days in the area up in Keene. So we're looking forward to seeing all y'all again.
Cool, man. That's excellent. You guys are doing a great job out there spreading the word about freedom and getting involved in activism in various different places around the country. What are you hearing? Because Mark and I just got back from Libertopia. We're over on the West Coast because we're out for a radio convention. But we stopped in Libertopia. We met some of the guys that you met from San Diego and some of the activists in California while we were out there. And what we saw was a lot of people wearing stickers saying they were moving to New Hampshire in 2011 and 2012. What kind of response are you getting from folks about making a move up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project as you've been driving around the country?
It's been positive, definitely. This year, compared to last year with Motorhome Diaries, this year with Liberty on Tour, the movement's definitely grown and it's become more hardcore. A lot of the activists we met, like, for example, in Austin, some of the best activists maybe outside of New Hampshire, they last year maybe weren't as hardcore as they are this year. For example, they're doing a Rothbard study group now, and they're going out and doing other forms of activism. So it's definitely gotten more hardcore, and a lot of folks are talking about moving up to New Hampshire. So unfortunately not the folks in Austin right now, some of them, but elsewhere, Wes Bertrand, who was rolling with the San Diego crew, he should be up there in Keene within a month or two, and then a couple more of the real awesome folks, Craig Mayville, Ariel Whitmore from San Diego, may move up soon after that. So
fantastic.
It's definitely awesome.
Yeah, things are just keep getting better as more people come up here, and of course that excites more people into making the move here. And so thanks, guys, for getting out there and putting the word out about freedom. And I know that the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM is one of your sponsors, freekeen.com, of course, Free Talk Live. And thanks for calling in with the update tonight.
Be careful. Try not to get arrested.
Keep us in the loop, will you?
We appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Have fun out there tonight at a tea party dressed up as Uncle Sam and just creating some shenanigans.
Only imagine.
800-259-9231. Go to libertyontour.com to get more of those guys and their video work and some of the things that they've been posting up there to keep in the loop with them. More coming up. You take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Your call's next.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Cliphanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Cliphanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Cliphanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Cliphanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Cliphanger. Cliphanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Cliphanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Cliphanger and the Cliphanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Cliphanger today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned cleaned up to 200 times.
What is it?
It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can control the airwaves if you'd like. Toll free, the number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there free. So head on over there and enjoy stuff like our archives, the wiki, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can, of course, back us up financially with the AMP program or shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com or do both. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live. Will get a portion of your purchase. So it's that simple. You've got stuff you want to buy. Amazon likely carries it. They probably have the best price on it because they don't have all the overhead as a lot of brick-and-mortar stores. And you get free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand-new items. So get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time by entering Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience as well as market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you likely ever imagined possible, and it's only just getting started, really, when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. That's something to keep in perspective, too, for people that are up here maybe visiting or they're new movers to New Hampshire. The activism here is unprecedented for me. From my perspective, what I see happening here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and the other liberty-minded folks that already lived here, what I see happening here is just an amazing movement that is mind-boggling in its scope. But it's still just the very beginning. There is much more to be done. Many other ideas that have yet to come to fruition. Many people that have yet to arrive. bringing their ideas and their thoughts and their action into the mix.
We have heard people say things like, well, is this it? It's happened. And might be because they listen to Free Talk Live and they just hear about all the things that are happening all the time and they imagine that somehow they could do it all. I don't know exactly what their, what their thought process is.
It's still the ground floor here.
Yeah. The idea is to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals here. And, by the way, once 20,000 get here, then that's you're going to see the snowball start rolling, and then more people are going to move. If these ideas of liberty that we talk about are the ones that are the best, if they work like we believe they do, then you'll see New Hampshire take a turn that the rest of the states won't be taking at all. So people will pick up their lives and they'll move. Because, it's pretty obvious to me that the rest of the states won't respond in a positive fashion. All you have to do is look at places like Cleveland, Detroit, where government, basically drove industry out of those towns. And now all they can do is continue to tax the crap out of people that are still there. Houses are selling for $1, but people don't want them because they don't want to pay the property taxes in those towns.
So come on up, join the fun, and get in on the ground floor. Freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And we continue with your phone calls about what you want. And then later we'll get back to the 11 things, the 11 freedoms that the Founding Fathers didn't really consider that important. They didn't like it very much. We'll get to that. But first, Joe in South Carolina on the Amp Lines. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Sean, and Mark, thanks for having me on. I'm calling back after I called in a few days ago and we talked about a speeding ticket that I got, and you guys gave me some advice and your thoughts about what I should do about it. And just wanted to let you know that I ended up contacting the prosecutor and just cutting a deal somewhere in the middle. And
what kind of deal? What kind of deal did you cut?
Basically, the speed that I was going, we kind of just cut a deal to say I was going half that speed. So really the fine's going to be about half what it was, and the points on my license are going to be half of what they were going to be.
Mm-hmm. So you were ripping along at a pretty good clip, huh?
That is true, yes. I was coming out of, I swear, it was like a 70-mile-an-hour area, and then the road just opened up into like four or five lanes. So I'm in the left lane, and I guess I'm going about 80. And the speed limit's 60, but everybody's going almost 80, so it wasn't like I was, flying at a crazy pace past everybody, but I guess I was just the fastest one in that little group.
Mm-hmm. You were going a little bit faster than everybody else, and that makes you stand out.
So you took our suggestion, you decided that you weren't going to go to court and take this, because they wanted to take it to a jury trial, which would have led you to end up having to pay court costs in addition to, presuming you lost, you probably would, costs in addition to paying for the ticket. So you minimized your damage as much as possible, and that's really the smartest thing you can do if you're all alone and you don't have any activists to back you up, like the folks that came out today for Big Mike's trial in Nashua. We had about 8 people come out in the middle of the daytime for that, and you can do that here in New Hampshire. The drop of a hat, you can put the word out that there's a trial happening. You can put that word out 24 hours in advance, and you'll have half a dozen people show up. If you put the word out further in advance, you might have a couple dozen people show up. And as we said, we're just in the beginning cusp of what's happening here in New Hampshire. So I'm glad you made that choice, and hopefully you'll choose to keep your head down as much as possible and try to avoid conflict with the criminal gang known as government until, if you are interested in conflicting with them, until you get to New Hampshire.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just actually just recently signed up for the Free State Project.
Wow.
I've been aware of it for about at least 4 years. I mean, when I was starting college maybe 5 years ago, I remember hearing about it right about then, just reading things online. And so I've been aware of it for a while, but I actually have just signed up for it.
What was it that made you want to do that? What was there something in particular that sold you on the idea?
No, there wasn't. I can't say it was any one particular event. It was, it wasn't, I guess, just a long, maybe just period of thinking about it. I'm sure it's kind of been maybe somewhere in the back of my mind for as long as I've known about it, at least knowing that it was an option or maybe something that appealed to me. But those 4 years I was in college, it wasn't an option for me to just pick up and move somewhere. Mm-hmm. I've been out of college for about a year, and I don't know. I guess I would rather just the environment that I'm living in, the political environment where I can feel kind of peaceful and safe wherever I am is something high on my list of things that I would really like in a place I'm going to live.
Well,
so it seems
it's
like
not
a good
free
choice.
Yet. I'd like to make clear that New Hampshire is not the free state. It's part of the, it's the free state project, meaning there's a project ahead of us. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work and effort to be put in before things change in the right direction. But that said, there are some things that are more free here than other places. There will be, to some extent, an increase in freedom that you have. But just because you're in New Hampshire doesn't make you safe from aggression by the criminal gang. In fact, one of the ways that a lot of people are welcomed to New Hampshire by the government gang is by getting, you know, a ticket for something their first week here. So it just seems like that happens an awful lot to people.
And I can definitely understand that. I'm not moving up there and expecting, you know, utopia in the first week or anything, but there are real reasons that you guys chose New Hampshire. I guess everybody who did the initial vote that picked that state, you know, because it did have maybe more liberties in certain areas than a lot of other states, say like New York or
Illinois. Yeah, it was a good starting point. It is allegedly, ostensibly, the most free state in the entire United States of all the 50. And there are different metrics that people can look at for that. There's the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, which is a very powerful document that people can read over at freestateproject.org. It was a major motivator and inspiration for me. And, of course, there's all the personal stories of people that have made the move here. And like me, I was just talking today about this. I have no reason to go back to Florida. There's nothing for me there. Yeah, I know some people there, but I know people here now, and I've got a life here, and I couldn't imagine going back. Sean, how about you? Having been here about 10, 11 months at this point.
I might go back, assuming the state were gone, but it's not likely anytime soon. So.
Well, if it's about being warm, I'd rather just go, you know, to Costa Rica or something like that at this point. I mean,
Samoa.
Because, like you said, the state isn't going to go away. This idea of the government is okay isn't going to leave Florida anytime soon. I can tell you that.
Not leaving North Carolina either. So. Yeah.
So I love it here. The people here are great, and it's just a beautiful place. Of course, right now it's the middle of fall, and the colors are stunning.
Yeah. Anyway, so leaf peeper season.
Yep. Joe, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, and congrats on joining the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. 11 things, 11 freedoms the founding fathers didn't really consider too important. They didn't like very much. We'll continue that list in a bit and take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And some of those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to prove that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything, but earlier tonight, Mark, you started a top 11 list. The 11 freedoms that the founding fathers, the so-called founding fathers, did not really value very highly. In fact, some of them were explicitly against them. So let's continue that list from alternet.org.
Freedom number 3, divorce. This just counts down, not up.
I see.
Yeah.
So we've been through 1 and 2 then.
Yeah. So because marriage was largely unregulated during the colonial period, and George and Martha Washington didn't get some kind of government license in order to get married, so they wouldn't have needed one to get divorced. Divorces were frequently and easily obtained. During the era of independence, women fled their husbands in great numbers. Thousands of advertisements were placed in newspapers by men reporting thousands that their wives had left them. But spurned on by the founding fathers during the early national period, the states enacted laws that tightly and specifically regulated divorce. This ended the 18th century trend of self-divorce. No longer could an unhappy wife or husband simply walk away from a marriage. Courts refused to grant a divorce to a woman who did not demonstrate that she had been faithful and obedient, a faithful and obedient wife, and the victim of her husband's mistreatment. So if you want a divorce, you had to, it couldn't be that you didn't like them. It had to be that you were mistreated, and you had to be a good person in the process. Because if you were mistreated and you were a bad person, well, you know, that's okay. Dancing.
We can't have that. There are still some laws in some places against dancing in public establishments.
I think there's some in New Hampshire, but they just don't enforce them. Visitors to early American lower class saloons saw white men fiddling Irish reels. I'm not sure what an Irish reel is, but they're fiddling it. And black men pounding out, driving African rhythms on hand drums, rattles, and wooden blocks. They saw whites, blacks, Indians, women, men dancing wildly on wooden floors.
Together? We can't be having that either!
The hybrid, flagrantly sensual sound created in saloons was the first American urban party music.
You know what dancing leads to.
And it helped lay the basis.
Sideways dancing?
Yeah.
For jazz, rock, and hip-hop. The founders did not approve. I never knew a good dancer good for anything else, said John Adams.
Wow, this guy's a bag of fun.
He's a blast. Of the men who danced well, they gained neither sense or learning or virtue for it. Adams was appalled by the gyrations of a white man he saw dancing in a tavern with a rabble and Negroes with a fiddle.
He's just jealous.
His air was absurd and wild, desultory and irregular. As his countenance is low and ignoble.
Oh, this is his quote again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. And as his countenance is low and ignoble. I don't know. Benjamin Latrobe, the father of American architecture, who designed the United States Capitol, saw whites performing the Virginia jig and called it the excess of detestability. John Adams was monstrously severe upon the follies of mankind.
Remind me not to invite John Adams to my next party.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a dancer, right? But I don't get offended when other people are good at it or trying to dance or enjoying shaking themselves in whatever way makes them feel good. It's just so ludicrous. And people have hated dancing throughout the generations. It's always, those darn kids, they're the flappers. You know, like in the 20s, it was the flappers. And then later on, I don't know what other dancing styles were popular. But frequently, it's the older generations that are all incensed by how young people will decide to move to music.
And the music that they choose to move to.
Yeah.
And, I feel myself doing it. I just can't stand new music, a lot of it. I've got no use for it at all. But at least I understand that this is how it was for me when I was young, and that's how it was for my parents when they were young, and this pattern just continues. Instead of, some old people, you just can't get through that to them. You just can't get through that fog that's descended upon their mind. So it says, given the founding
fathers... Adams again? Oh, no, it's not the article.
No, the article. Given the founding fathers' feelings on the matter, it seems reasonable to conclude that the Continental Congress's 1774 declaration to discourage every species of extravagance and dissipation, which was widely interpreted as including sensual dancing, formally established the American citizens as rhythmless. So, 1774, before they bothered going out and, seceding from the king and all that stuff, they're out there saying, no, you shouldn't be dancing, bad dancing.
We didn't leave the kingdom for this. We didn't demand our freedom so you could shake it.
You know, notice that they interpret it as sensual dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to, the good old-fashioned dancing that we like,
right,
that's fine.
Right. Respectful dancing.
Yes. Typical. Good dancing where people wear white wigs and hold each other's elbows. Typically, workers are the first.
Because no one is thinking about sex when they're dancing like that,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Of course not.
Number five, leisure. Typically, workers in the first industrial factories decided when they would show up and when they would go home from work. Long afternoon periods of eating, drinking, and sleeping were taken for granted. The three-day weekend was the norm.
Bring back the siesta.
Workers in many of the first major industries were normally paid for 6 days' work, but on Saturday they drank beer all day while on the job. The drinking usually continued through Saturday
evening.
Sounds
like working at a radio station.
into Sunday, so that Monday the workers were usually unable and unwilling to work. This created a wonderful but now forgotten American tradition called Blue Monday, a worker's day of rest following the Lord's day of rest.
Hmm.
Most importantly, simply by being lazy, early American workers established the idea of the weekend. Few things bothered the founders more than the belief that leisure was a good thing. Of all the cankers of human happiness...
Only work is good.
I'm sorry, I can't...
Is this Adams again?
It's got to be.
Yeah. It's hard for me. I'm sorry. I only have one eye. This is actually Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
For those that don't know, I've got a canker on the back of my eye. I can't see very well. Of all the cankers of human happiness, none corrodes it with so silent yet so baneful a tooth as indolence, Thomas Jefferson told his daughters. Mm-hmm. Determined never to be idle, Benjamin Franklin told Americans that they should work all hours of the day in order to be virtuous. He wrote in Poor Richard's Almanac, "It is the working man who is the happy man. It is the idle man who is the miserable man. Benjamin Rush recommended the banning of all activities that led to habits of idleness and a love of pleasure.
Well, you know what the idle hand does, right?
Yeah, well, that's what they're going to tell children about here in a second. This doesn't stop with adults. Listen to what they have to say to kids. Number six, children's play. The pleasure culture of early American cities extended to children, who enjoyed a rapid growth in the manufacturing of toys in the 18th century. Following on the pro-work, anti-leisure ideology of the Founding Fathers, the authors of children's textbooks pummeled their young readers with injunctions to work hard and to avoid play. On the first page of a standard 19th century school primer was a poem warning, "Satan finds some mischief still for idle hands to do." And Noah Webster's America's Spelling Book, which was the best-selling textbook of the 19th century, instructed its young readers that a wise child loves to learn his books, but the fool would choose to play with his toys.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice folks.
Now, not to say that working is bad. Obviously, being industrious and entrepreneurial and going and doing things and creating is very valuable.
But for kids, that's what that is. Kids' play is work because they're learning about life and things. When I leave Jack to his own devices, the first thing he wants to go for is daddy and mommy's stuff. He doesn't want to play with his toys. He wants to play with the things you're playing with and figure them out. Mm. So, you know, he's
all got, work and no play.
He's got little hammers. He's got little tools. He likes to see daddy work, and then he likes to go play with his stuff.
I enjoy working. I mean, it's something that it's my life. It's what I do. But if I didn't have fun as well.
We don't work.
Right. I mean, I'm having fun.
We're free staters. We don't have jobs.
I think it's important to be productive. I think that if all you have is leisure time, it gets really boring. If all you have is time for leisure, for me at least.
If all you have is time for leisure, that's called jail.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. I've had extended periods of time where I haven't been able to work, and I run out of things to do with my leisure time.
Yeah.
More coming up at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800. 800-